Obi-Wan's doctoring was brusquely efficient. When he was finished, he repacked the first aid kit, shoved it into the backpack, then looked up. "Bail, you must never do that again." "You should have more faith in yourself, Obi-Wan," he said quietly. "I don't for a minute believe you'd kill me." "Then you are a fool," said Obi-Wan, sitting back on his heels. "Because I've already tried once." True, but if they were going to survive this disaster, they couldn't afford to lose themselves in mistrust. "I can suffer a few bruises, Obi-Wan, if it means you don't have to relive what happened on Tanab, or anything else the Sith want to throw at you." Obi-Wan stood, ran a hand over his beard, clearly frustrated. "More misplaced heroics. Spare me, Senator, and do as you're told. If, when, I lose ground to the Sith the next time, stay back. Let the attack run its course." "Let you hurt yourself, you mean?" he retorted, clambering to his feet. "I don't think so, Master Kenobi. If for no other reason than self-preservation, I won't get off this rock without you in one piece." "And you won't get off it if you're dead." Stalemate. They glared at each other as the Dust Devils danced. Then Obi-Wan's furious expression faded, and once again that unexpected vulnerability was revealed. "Please, Bail," he said. "Don't make me worry about you. If you do, you'll weaken me, and this is hard enough as it is." Bail folded his arms and stared at the ground. Kark. It wasn't fair. He wanted to fight, didn't want to concede the argument. But he was beaten, and he knew it. His stubborn resistance neatly punctured by Obi-Wan's simple, heartfelt plea. He lifted his gaze. "So I'm supposed to... what? Just sit on my hands, no matter what happens? No matter what the Sith do? No matter what you do?" "That's right." "And then what? Pick up the pieces afterward?" A little of the strain in Obi-Wan's eyes eased. "Provided it's not too much trouble, yes." Unfolding his arms, he shoved his hands in his pockets and stared around them at the plateau and the Dust Devils, and lastly, toward the first distant tree line. 3 days of this? 3 days or maybe longer? I should have stayed at home in bed, Bail thought. "Bail," said Obi-Wan, "you said I must ask for your help if I needed it. Well, I'm asking. This is how you can help me." Criff. Their games of sabacc hadn't lied. This man certainly knew how to play dirty. "All right," Bail said reluctantly. "We'll do things your way for now. But the discussion isn't over. It's merely suspended. If this gets out of hand, Obi-Wan, if it really does look like you're putting your own life at risk, then we think again. We find a different way of doing things. Agreed?" Obi-Wan picked up his makeshift backpack and shrugged into it. "We'll see." Bail stared at him, dumbfounded. Criff, Criff! If Kenobi wasn't the most stubborn, the most infuriating, the most impossible... "Come along, Senator," said the Jedi and started walking. "As someone said recently, we're burning daylight." And that had him hustling his own makeshift pack back on, cursing his aching shoulder, cursing Kenobi and the Sith and the galaxy at large, cursing fate for landing him in this predicament. With the backpack settled, he jogged to catch up. "What a tale I'll have to tell you, Breeha, when I get home." Because he was getting home. The Sith weren't winning this one. They weren't. They weren't. They criffing well weren't.